The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Lawmakers heard from a Virginia Tech student who got busted for marijuana. Now, in addition to the probation and the community service, he also had his driver's license suspended, even though his offense had nothing to do with driving. And he's not alone. Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran says almost a million people in Virginia have a suspended license for drug offenses or unpaid court costs.
You're talking about 20% of those eligible to have driver's licenses are suspended. So it's a significant problem. And what happens with a suspended license? Of course, you're no longer able to drive. You can't drive to and from work or daycare.
Republican Delegate Manoli Lupasi says part of the problem is that each courthouse has different rules, some of which end up harming people living at the margins.
So, for instance, if a judge says, we don't do payment plans unless you pay 50% of the fines and costs up front, well, that can be cost prohibitive for someone, especially if the fine's $400 or $500. They just can't afford to do it.
The fix for people like that Virginia Tech student would be to have him do more community service instead of losing his license. But what about people who don't pay court costs? Lawmakers want to force judges to offer defendants payment plans that are affordable and don't end up revoking their driver's licenses and potentially jeopardizing their jobs or child care. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.